In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Hey, hey,
hey. One more time.
Yes, indeed. Sacramento Kings, they get a victory over the weekend.
Hey.
Shout out to Young Zell for that one right there.
Yeah, man, big ups. Big ups, Young Zell. That's perfectly fine. Hey. That is perfectly fine.
You got me with the pump fake. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, no, that is perfectly fine. That's exactly how it should be played out right now. Good job by you.
Thank you.
I also got to say, and I say this every single time, I was riding around Saturday night after they won. I was with a car full of people, and they were like, hey, the Kings won. We should be able to see the beam. Oh, it's a little cloudy out. Like, oh, there it is. Hey, that looks fire. Every time. Teams won six times.
People
they stink.
Yeah, but have they ever seen it before?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's just... Even I was like, yeah, there goes, that's, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I don't know why that purple light in the sky. I don't know.
Stupid. It's just like the bat signal, bro. It's just like, you just know.
It is pretty
it's
cool.
So
like I walk outside, I see it outside. When I walk outside my door and stuff, it's cool.
Yeah.
See, look at that. Just walk outside my door and there's the beam.
I mean, it's.
Okay, sorry, I don't live on a mountain like you. I walk outside of my door with my three other neighbors, first two off, above me and one to the left of me. Is that what you wanted me to say?
No one would believe I live on a mountain.
But
stop.
Well,
you did say you could see the city once.
Yeah.
Well, no, I can. Like,
from
I'm
your
telling
backyard,
you, I can see this. No, that's not what I said.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
This
stop
city.
Playing, bro.
No, that's not what
this
I said.
This city.
You don't even get it. What are you talking about?
No, he does. Well, he does. No, no, shout out, Kenny. Yeah, he gets it. Shout out, Kenny.
There's no way he gets it.
That was what Jim said. Am I wrong?
Yeah, we had until you kept going.
You co-signed this dude?
Less details. Don't give him all the details.
Wow, you co-signed this dude out here.
Oh, man. Oh, I don't want to mess nothing up, but Jesse was thinking over the weekend, and I was thinking too. Now, Jesse brought it up. This is a pure freestyle. I was thinking too, but you could tell him who's on the show. You can tell him who's on the show.
You talking about today?
What?
You can tell him who's on the show. We hadn't done it yet.
James.
No. It's D-Lo.
Oh.
Oh, I'm so confused.
Oh.
It's Like, what did I do?
I have no idea. Welcome you into the December 8th edition of D.O. and KC. I'm Damon.
5 years running.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
A very confused executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
Well, no, because Jesse said before the show, like literally seconds or minutes before the show, he's like, yeah, I was just thinking about like, yeah, you know, we've been working every day for like 5-6 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was talking about how he was reminiscing and everything. And like I said, I don't want to mess nothing up, but I was thinking too. I was thinking too. And I don't care what you guys say. I don't care what you think. I'm 100% taking credit for the fact that I, the only one in America, said the Chiefs weren't making the playoffs this year. It was just me. And the Lions too. Put that on the board. I said it. I said it.
You know the beauty about being really loud? It doesn't change the truth.
No, I don't care what you guys say. You won't take that from me. I said it. I was the only person in this country.
Sir, we didn't take it from you. You handed it to us.
I didn't know. No, I didn't. I just observed.
You handed it to us about week three, week four. You're like, oh, maybe I was wrong.
We don't have to go into it. Like I said, I was thinking about this on Sunday night as they were losing again and people were looking crazy. And like you said, Kelce retires right there after he loses the ball.
That man retired.
Like, I said, you know.
On the football, just on the bench.
Brother, hang it up.
Just like, man, he was thinking about his wedding and like all of that. Yeah.
I sat there and I said, you know what? I was right and I'm not going to let them take that from me. I was right.
Jesse's right. We didn't take anything from you.
What does it have to do
you
with
you? You literally walked in and took it back.
No, I didn't.
Okay. You know this show is, like, heard by people. You know there are people listening. It's the only reason we've been here 5 or 6 years.
We got archives.
This show lives.
Let them find it
the
where
only
I say.
The only clip that does not live that we're aware of is you trashing Ty Lue at the beginning of this show.
Well, that didn't exist.
It's called Lost Media.
That's right. It's KC the Lost Tapes. They're gonna come out after KC dies.
They'll never find me saying, ah, I switched up. I take that off the board. They'll just hear me say, ah, looks like I'll be wrong. That's it, which I wasn't.
Zabo.
Mine still have a chance. But
Zabo, if you're listening, I will send you whatever you want off the website if you can go back to the beginning of this season and find the clip of Kenny walking this Chiefs-Lions thing back.
I said, it looks like I'll be wrong. We're not walking anything back. It just looks like I'll be wrong. The statement is still the statement. Once again, we can move on.
I'm not going
to lie. Because
I
already said last night,
are you sure
I'm
you
not letting
do this?
Anybody take this from me.
Every time we ran back the tape, it's not been good for you.
It's just been awful every time.
The Kim Kardashian one where he told us she was pregnant. And he's like, no, I said it like a question. We ran it back. He's like, no, you told us.
It's good to be right.
Well, it's a great tagline. It's a great tagline.
Chiefs are cooked, though. That was sad. Monstars got Travis Kelce's talent.
Yeah, that was pretty sad what happened to Travis. That was bad.
That man's
whole career ended.
What was that Dudley Boys move?
The 3D?
Yeah, that's what the Texans hit him with yesterday. Travis Kelce's just on the ground like, it's done.
CJ! Get the table.
Yeah. And like I was telling you guys off the air, he didn't even come out for the obligatory, the game's over, but let me steal 25 yards from Patrick Mahomes real quick. Because, you know, they were just like, hey, two complete. Yeah, he was on the sideline. He didn't even come out.
He retired. He didn't do any post game either. Or, you know, he didn't do any media availability.
No.
Apparently, that's normal for him. I guess he doesn't have to do it, or maybe things have changed because of his personal life. But, yeah, apparently that's a normal thing for him. But, yeah, he didn't do it.
Well, so long, Travis.
That shout out to – I mean, I don't – shout out to NBC because they stuck – they did not move that camera. Mm-mm. And there was a certain, like, oh, my God, like, I felt bad for him. Like, he's going through it. on the sideline in front of 70,000 people.
Wasn't he talking to himself God, a little bit?
No, I don't think he was talking to himself.
He did something like he had his hands and he was like, sorry for the radio.
When
audience.
He said, when
he was sitting I'm on thinking, the bench.
Okay. Like, I don't remember that. I just remember him sitting down. He put his head back and closed his eyes. And I thought, oh, no. Oh, it's over. And then I did think, like, man, this is like 2 years where he's not been a good football player. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even being, he's not Travis Kelce.
Right.
It's like he hasn't been a very good football player.
The moment retirement entered his mind, whether it was 2 years ago, 1 year ago, he should have just retired.
And that's, I mean, how many football players say that? Like, I distinctly remember Ben Roethlisberger saying it, mm-hmm. which I'm not a fan of Ben Roethlisberger, but I think he has a point. When if a player says when you're a football player and you start thinking about walking away or you start thinking about you don't have the love for it, do it mm-hmm. because you can't half-ass your way through this.
It's too crazy.
Not
and physical
the way that
of
this
game.
Yeah, not the way this game is played. You might be able to fake your way through a few basketball games. You might be able to fake your way through an entire baseball season. You cannot fake your way through a football game. And the second you start thinking about how nice it'll be to be at home or raise the kids or do your podcast or do your next production company or
be on Taylor Swift's next album. Mm.
Yeah, like I'm not going to fault him for that. It's just like his number one thing, he's not a good football player anymore. And that's probably hard to deal with. And then you have the added dimension of his life after.
The title of this show is, damn, Kenny's right again. You know who told us about this just a couple of days ago?
Told us about what?
The game always has to be first. Not your brand, not your relationship, not the other stuff. That's cool. But the game always has to be first. The GOAT, Michael Jeffrey Jordan. You guys saying the same thing he said. And then you guys poo-pooed his segment on NBC. And here he is in real life. You see it in real life.
Do you want us to leave?
Yeah, Kenny's.
No.
Do you know no one said anything about Travis Kelce's brand?
His brand is Taylor Swift being on the next album. You got to make sure the game.
No, it was a joke.
He's not a good football player.
The game, because the game ain't first no more. The game ain't first.
What
no
is
more.
The voice? What
Mike,
is happening?
Because Mike told you. Mike told you. Hey, y'all need to start watching them segments, man.
Oh, Mike's got the same suit on he had 3 weeks ago.
Mike told you. Y'all need to start watching the segments, man. He dropping jewels, man.
Mike's suit stays the same, but his drink is
refilled. I have never looked forward to December 19th at 4 o'clock as much as I am right now.
We joke about it a little bit, but I did.
You want hostages or volunteers? Me and Jesse are hostages right now.
I did joke about it a little bit, but I did think about that. He hadn't been the same since. I'm not saying it's that's the fault, but
no.
He hadn't been the same since the whole Taylor Swift stuff.
Well, yeah,
I wouldn't even just attribute to that, but he's just been kind of searching for that happy ending that's just not going to be. It's like, oh yeah, the Chiefs
I think
retire.
It's that. Like,
they win the Super Bowl and he gets to retire and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, you guys lost and you should have just left after that.
He's 36. Like, that plays it. Like, he's a 36-year-old football player. Mm-hmm. Again, one, he's a 36-year-old football player. He is not a quarterback. This is, I know the era of 40-year-old quarterbacks seems to be underway. This is not normal. Mm-hmm. You cannot make, people thought LeBron was washed because he had an 8-point game the other night. Awfully quiet last night.
He wasn't washed last night.
Awfully quiet last night.
Weird,
but
weird dynamic, too. Watch that game.
We'll
talk about that later. But yeah, you're right.
He's 36. Not, it's like, if we go back to the beginning of Taylor, we'll see 34, 33, like. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't put this offensive line in front of you. I need you to go block real quick because we're about to run the ball 20 times.
Mm.
So it's like you're taking hits all the time. It's not like every other player.
Yeah. I just think I do believe, once again, just, you know, not he's older and all this other stuff. I do believe football wasn't maniacally number one anymore. And I think that played a little bit of a role. Okay. It's tough. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody can be in that spotlight of what a Taylor Swift is and maintain focus the whole time. I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not, but I know.
Well, now you're doing the pod with your brother, too.
Yeah, and some of that came. Now I'm like super famous. Let me cash in on that.
And I do think that's easier for Draymond Green to do in the NBA than maybe a football player.
What
a...
Draymond Green doesn't have that type of responsibility. Well,
exactly, yeah.
Man, that's a shot at Kenny just for no reason at all. Says KC is ass, not just Kelsey. That's tough.
Shut up, bitch.
Bro, he's talking about Kansas. He's talking about Kansas City, man. Apologize to that man.
I'm messing with him. Kansas City. The reason why I cursed at him was his Abby.
Oh, what's his Abby then? Say it for the radio because they don't know.
It's a little stupid Dodgers
thing. No, it's the World Series.
It's a little stupid Dodgers thing.
That's not what it says, though.
It says Doyers, whatever.
Shout out to the Doyers.
Yeah, get him out of here.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Nah, I'm just messing with you, Scout Recycler.
Been a hot start to the show today.
Man. Yeah, Casey.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Yeah, man. Did you have a bad weekend?
Nah, I had a great weekend.
Travis's decline from 34 on 3 years ago, and I think he's been with Taylor 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. Reception, like every, just the numbers drop. The year before, 33, I mean, that's 1,300 yards. That's 110 receptions, down to 93, 97, 60 this year. He's not going to crack 1,000 for the third straight season. He's just not the football player he was. And you mentioned, yeah, like there probably is something to the brand. Mm-hmm. The brand maybe not necessarily being Taylor, the brand being, you know, like his brother is retired. Mm. His brother can focus on, you know, the podcast. And like now after that Super Bowl, like your parents are involved, or maybe it's just your mom is involved in stuff. And it's like now there's this, you know, growing dynamic just within your family. Mm-hmm. And again, none of this is factoring in your wife to be. Right. This is just like the family that you've been around this entire time. It's maybe there's something something to Jordan's remarks about the brand maybe has overtaken Travis a little bit. It just seems to be coinciding with 34, 35, 36, which I have to believe are major factors too. In the overall, as Scout Recycler was attempting to say, the overall decline of Kansas City.
No, shout out.
Not to be confused with Scout. KC.
I'm having a good time with you, big dog. It's all good. But to your point as well, yeah, the age absolutely plays a factor, right? And maybe if he had this relationship at 29 years old, he could handle all that because he's still in a physical prime, mm-hmm. so to speak. Now, like, if you're trying to do this at 36 years old, everything got to be locked in. Like, the reason why LeBron and, you know, Russ or Steph, or, because they are locked in on the production, the game, their body, everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm not here to we're having fun with it, but I'm not here to say Kelce's just, you know, going halfway through being a Kansas City Chief. I'm sure he's putting in a lot of work, but he's being pulled in a lot of different directions, coinciding with he's not as young and as physically sharp as he used to be. And I don't know if any of that helps. I think
he has a group of people watching his every move that have never existed in his world before. Mm-hmm.
That's got to be different. You know what I'm saying?
That's
got to be something that
I don't think we've experienced anything like this before, at least not in our time. Like, when you think about the biggest pop stars in existence, like Beyonce, she married Jay-Z. Like, she essentially, they married on a level. Mm-hmm. You know, Michael Jackson didn't. I don't know who else to put in this category. So when you have like the likes of a Taylor Swift and you're a football player, man, you know, you hear so often football, you've got to be singularly focused, singularly focused. Yeah, man, you can't be. And I don't blame him, especially at you know, going back to when they started at 34 years old. I don't blame him.
No, not at all. And he went from being a football player to Taylor's boyfriend. Now, if you
right,
say.
Right.
Like,
right.
That's got to be a little
like his
different.
Podcast is very his co- podcast does very well. Mm-hmm. It's sold for the amount it's sold for because it does really well and people listen to it. Only one podcast has broke YouTube. And that was the one with her on it. Like, that was not insightful. There was nothing interesting about it. Like, it was her fan base listening to something he's a part of. And they, you know, when you eat it up, right? You talk about making a confetti sourdough bread and all of these different things. And like, her fan base loves that.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's being Travis's. It's being, you know, Taylor's boyfriend. It's different.
I brought it up.
It's really tough because before you were Patrick's tight end, right. And now you're.
I brought it up because it is something that I thought about, but I do agree with you for the most part. He's 36 years old. They've played a lot of football over the last 8 years.
The first time that they will not win the AFC West since 2015. I thought I had that note in here. Hopefully that's the right number. Yeah, there it is. 2015. There will be a new AFC West champion for the first time in 9 years.
Since Patrick Mahomes took over as the starting quarterback, and like you say, you talk about 14, you can go a little further back when Alex Smith was there, they were playing playoff games then. But just singling the stat to Mahomes taking over, I'm pretty sure they've played a whole nother season, maybe a season and a half in playoff games.
Mm.
Like that's a lot. That is a lot of football, high-level football, the highest level of football when you talk about Super Bowls and conference championships and things like that. That's a lot of wear and tear physically, mentally, and emotionally. So I thought 2 years ago that would have been a lot. When I think they had made it three straight years, maybe four straight years to – Super Bowl or conference championship. I was like, that's a lot of football.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a reason people haven't done it in the past. And I think they did it two more times since then. So.
Yeah, they have been to, let me click this. I just want to get a number of games. Whew. Wow. Travis is 18-7. In playoff games. That's 25 playoff games.
Mm. Mm.
25 playoff games in his career. So that's dating back to 2016. Played 2-1-1-2-3-3-3-3-4-3.
And
he had a hell of a career. And by the way, I have no idea if the man's career is over or not. I just know what I saw on TV last night, and I saw that man just
I think we know this is his last, not no, but it looks like this is his last season at the very least.
It should be.
And he,
how much?
He's not playing no punk position either. There's not any of them in the NFL. Nah. But like,
you got to work.
Yeah.
Was like kind of been murmured, not more than murmured, but like, oh, George Kittle's getting up there, whatever. He's getting older, and I just looked up his age. He's only 32.
Kittle is?
Yeah.
That's a trick.
And it's like he's already older. Like, yeah. It's kind of pinned the end of his career, and Kelsey's still doing this at 36.
It's a little too. I think we could do this. I think we can do this.
Real quick, the Mahomes era has played 21 playoff games.
21, okay.
21 playoff games.
That's so he played a couple of those with Alex Smith then.
Yes.
Just playing guarantees here?
So I have the cash total for each of them. I don't even have the, I believe all I have. Okay, here's the breakdown. I love how Stats airs videos now. Yes, these are the guarantees. These are the dollar figures that he's made. It's always sketchy doing this with football, but we're going to do our best here. Travis Kelce.
This is official, correct?
This is official. Kenny Carey, by the way.
Yeah, what are the records?
Yet to get on the board.
Whoa, what?
Jesse has two victories.
For the people that aren't familiar.
Why?
Yet to get on the board. It is 2-0 right now. Travis Kelce, been in the league 12 years. The most amount of money he has earned in a single season is this current season. It's a lot like a basketball contract. This current season, Travis Kelce has earned $17.2 million. And when the season is complete, I should say, he will have earned $17.2 million. 12 years in the National Football League for the former number 63 overall pick. Round three, the former number 63 overall pick in the 2013 NFL Draft. We don't go into
these
the NFL.
These NFL numbers feel so disrespectful when you write them down.
We don't go into pocket watching with the NFL very often, but Travis Kelce, 12 years in the league, peaked this year at $17.2 million, has earned what in his career? Wow! Jesse goes $87 million. Damn. KC goes $86 million.
All right, we're down to the wire.
$111.1 million. And the losing...
It's another win.
Continues. At least he didn't throw anything at me this time. The losing continues. Scout Recycler, if you're listening, that was for you, buddy.
3-0.
It is 3-0 in the early part of this season. And yeah,
ridiculous,
you guys,
man.
You guys,
it's ridiculous.
You guys really did say that. This is why we don't do NFL numbers very often. He peaked at 17, but there's. In 2016, he earned $10 million. Remember how this works. That's surrounded by a $678,000 season and a $3.4 million season. With basketball, you can normally calculate the rise in a contract. With the NFL, good luck, pal.
I'm actually surprised he got $100 million.
So was I. That's what made me do this. I was surprised. And Scout, that's for you, buddy. That's for you and that Doyers logo.
No, not for that stupid logo.
I don't even know what a Doyer is.
It's the Spanish version of Dodger.
I'm not even sure if you're allowed to say that.
Yeah, I dumped it. Let's go to break.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead.
They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.